Should fewer people be sent to prison? New government figures out today suggest that three quarters of offenders return to crime, regardless of whether they're jailed or given community sentences. The spending review said that there should be a 16% cut to the Justice Ministry budget, with the idea being that there should be alternative punishments to simply locking people up. That's a controversial idea, championed by Ken Clark, the Justice Secretary, but opposed by many Conservative backbenchers. So what are the alternatives? Ray Furlong has visited a project dealing with female offenders in Bradford.
OK, so is groups of threes going to work out?
There's excitement at the offices of the Together Women project. They have distinguished visitors, including a former police chief, the head of the Magistrates Association, and leading campaigners on crime and justice issues. They've all come to see the alternative provided here to short prison sentences.
I'm going to take you to the basic skills, Bradford College.
I felt like I was like crying out for help and no one was listening really. And then like 3 months have come here and I'm smiling.
Good for you. Getting into work is incredibly important, isn't it?
Yeah. I want to do it for my own independence.
Yeah, absolutely.
These women would have received prison sentences of up to 12 months. Instead, they have compulsory meetings here every week to talk about what they did and why. They also work for free doing cleaning, laundry or simple admin, and they get counselling plus courses in self-esteem or arts and crafts. This is Catherine.
I'd had an horrific year. I'm not excusing what I did. It was a first offence at the age of 40. I had a good job at a bank that I got made redundant from, and I'd had my home repossessed. And this man said something about my late father, who'd only been dead 10 weeks. And I flipped. I threw a boiling kettle at him in the kitchen.
So these courses and this support that you've had, you would say it's been very helpful to you?
Absolutely. I mean, I was quite right-wing in my views, like somebody commits a crime, lock them up. I'm not excusing what I did, but I don't think I deserve to go to prison. And if they'd have sent me to prison, it would have just sent me further in a bad way.
Progress. We have very, very low reoffending rates.
The visitors are impressed as the on-site probation officer gives them the bottom line.
90 cases, and of them, about 8 reoffended, and that was shoplifting, minor offences in the main.
They're working on a report for Make Justice Work, which campaigns for penal reform. But there's a real mix of views on the panel. They're not only the converted. After lunch, I sit down with John Thornhill, head of the Magistrates Association, Anne Owers, former Chief Inspector of Prisons, and Owen Sharp, head of victim support.
We're seeing programmes here that, one, have a punitive element, i.e. having to turn up 5 days a week. For many of these offenders, that is a tough challenge to them. We're also seeing work which we hope, in the long term, will enable the offender to recognise why they've committed offences and to stop offending.
So, Anne, do you see this as an alternative to prison in many cases?
I think it should be. What you need is a wraparound service which deals with a variety of needs. And the sad thing is, it's taken offending to bring them in contact with the services they need.
So two voices broadly in favour. What about you, Owen Sharp?
I think I've been very impressed today. I've met some people who clearly this programme has made a real difference to. So from the perspective of me being here, somebody who works with victims every day, if we can find schemes that stop people offending, then we reduce the number of victims, and that has to be a good thing. I think there's more work to be done. I think we need to help the public and victims understand that these schemes are not a soft option. And actually, for some people who are in an offending cycle, going to prison for a couple of weeks can be a relatively soft option for them compared to this.
There's also an on-site creche here, enabling the women to attend the programme they've been sentenced to. It all costs money, of course, on average £1,000 per woman per year, shared by local authorities, the Justice Ministry and other statutory bodies. Its advocates say that can often be cheaper than a prison sentence. But in the current climate of budget cuts, no one here can be confident the funding for this project and others like it will even be available in a few months' time. It's a call that Ken Clark is going to have to make.
Ray Furlong reporting there.